It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
Americans must find the fortitude to see through the smoke, mirrors, and propaganda that the power structure bombards us with day in and day out, with their ever-obedient mainstream media lapdogs. While the endless theater of the absurd rolls on, the oceans, the trees, the animals, the insects, all are dying at blinding speed. How long does any rational, objective, thinking individual believe that we can survive without a living environment, without habitat? No habitat, no humans. It couldn't be more simple than that. Even with undeniable environmental collapse unfolding at blinding speed on countless fronts, the majority are still, even now, completely distracted with the ongoing orchestrated theaters of the absurd, the latest chapter of which is the Kavanaugh saga. How many stop to ponder how or why the various mainstream media stations, all different sides of the same coin, always manage to find and interview the most polarizing individuals possible? Individuals that will have the maximum polarizing effect on the other or opposing political factions. And those very opposing factions, along with the particular mainstream media source that represents them, do the same. What's the latest scripted drama of mass distraction this week? What will it be next week? None of this is chance or coincidence. It's part of the play, part of the carefully scripted drama designed to trigger the most primitive, non-rational thinking reactions of the masses, designed to divide and distract, while the final nails are pounded into our collective coffins. To those that are still trying to convince themselves that the horizon is not actually this dark, that things aren't really this bad, consider that denial will not alter reality. It will not stop what is already unfolding. To those that have the courage to completely open their eyes, objective investigation will reveal and confirm the gravity and immediacy of what we collectively face on the near-term horizon. In this broadcast, a rapid rundown of the most recent and dire breaking biosphere headlines that most immediately threaten our near-term futures, then a summary perspective on where we're collectively headed and how soon we will get there if we continue on the current course. How long till the walls of the asylum we find ourselves in completely collapse? How long can official sources pretend the climate engineering elephant in the sky isn't really there? That we're not actually seeing what we are actually seeing? How long can the majority of the U.S. public pretend all is well in the world, when in reality it is anything but? After a few brief broadcast announcements, the latest frontline breaking data on the issues that are the greatest and most immediate threat to our collective futures. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for September 29th, 2018. This commercial-free news program is brought to you by GeoengineeringWatch.org and paid for by GeoengineeringWatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. Global Alert News is also rebroadcast on the PRN radio network on the East Coast, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. As always, a reminder, if you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org information materials. This includes commercial 9/11 architects and engineers DVDs, can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Sorry that we can't ship all over the world for free. We would if we could. We did. We tried for a while. We couldn't do it. We're simply trying to cover our costs with shipping abroad for the sole purpose of getting these materials into circulation. We try to give as many materials as we can without going completely under into the red, just trying to cover our costs, or at least part of them. A reminder of the upcoming Northern California GeoengineeringWatch.org Awareness and Call to Action event that will occur on the late afternoon and evening of Saturday, October 20th at the Holiday Inn in Redding, California. GeoengineeringWatch.org will provide our most complete, comprehensive, and dire presentation to date. There will be an extensive public question and answer session followed by a Making Connections section. This event is completely free. Free GeoengineeringWatch.org canvas tote bags and awareness-raising materials will also be supplied to all that attend. Why is climate engineering so critical to investigate and understand? Because the ongoing climate engineering, geoengineering operations are mathematically the greatest and most immediate threat we collectively face, short of nuclear cataclysm. Please attend this event if you can. Help to understand just how severe and immediate our situation is. Get the tools you need to help wake others up and the information you need. We have a full post on this event at geoengineeringwatch.org already. Top center of the homepage. Jim Fair, staunch and very effective, helpful ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering, full geoengineeringwatch.org awareness booth with materials, free materials at all Jim Fair events. If you go to a Jim Fair event to get those materials, state so at the ticket gate, you'll be allowed in for free. This week, Boise, Idaho, September 28th, started yesterday, ends tomorrow at the Expo Idaho Center. Next week, Sacramento, California, Scottish Rite Center, starts October 5th through October 7th. The week after, Costa Mesa, California, October 12th through October 14th at the OC Fair and Event Center. Please, if you're near those areas, get the materials you need to help us bring the climate engineering issue to light. Another reminder, there'll be a free screening of Hacking the Planet, the Climate Engineering Reality. This is a geoengineeringwatch.org presentation. This will take place at the Arizona State University's Tempe campus on the evening of Wednesday, November 7th, 2018, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Memorial Union. The event has been organized by local activists and is sponsored by the 9/11 Studies and More Club at Arizona State University, which does not take a stance on the climate engineering issue, but has nonetheless agreed to host an open debate on the topic. I will be joining the upcoming event at Arizona State University for a question and answer period via Skype. The event is free. However, seats are limited, so be sure to reserve your tickets early at hackingtheplanet.org/events. GeoengineeringWatch.org will supply free color glossy Geoengineering Watch fact and photo summary booklets and our very comprehensive GeoengineeringWatch.org commercial DVD with over 3 hours of menued critical data presentations to all that attend the ASU event. A note about GeoengineeringWatch.org comment sections. Almost done with these announcements, bear with me, and we'll get right to headlines. GeoengineeringWatch.org will continue to adhere to a strict policy regarding comments that imply any form of violence in any way. Such comments will not be posted. Keep this in mind. If you post a thoughtful comment, but in any way refer to any form of violence, it will not be posted. Please consider that. We want your comments, we want your input, but we cannot post anything that in any way advocates violence. Here's a short disturbing story from Northern California. A Northern California church pastor has refused to let a member of their church educate their congregation on climate engineering. We see this again and again. I've met with so many congregation leaders from Northern California who refuse to address this issue because they're afraid of losing their 501c3s. So they just sit silently behind the pulpit while the entire ship goes down. Tyrannical cowards, hiding behind pulpits, masquerading as moral representatives, ensuring that their congregations remain completely ignorant, completely apathetic, and completely compliant. This is not what such institutions of faith are supposed to be about. If you're in a congregation, hold your pastor accountable. We are required to be good stewards of the planet. Remind them of that scripture. Remind them. Do your part. Help us to bring this issue to light and to congregations. It's our responsibility. It's not an option. It's an obligation. One more footnote of continued local lying and betrayal of public trust. Northern California ABC Channel 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Krueger was on Northern California radio station KCNR yesterday. After Mr. Krueger completely misquoted me and my statements about geoengineering on the air, I called in to ask one simple question of Chief Meteorologist Mike Krueger. Would he state on the air that he knows climate engineering is not occurring? I premised my question by informing Mr. Krueger that in a survey taken of 1,500 scientists by the Legal Alliance to Stop Geoengineering, not one scientist was willing to deny climate engineering on the record. Not one. So again, my question for Chief Meteorologist Mike Krueger of ABC Channel 7 was this. Was he willing to state on the record that climate engineering was not occurring? Simple yes or no. I was immediately taken off the air, and Mr. Krueger went into a rant expressing his angst that the subject was even brought up. This is criminal behavior, criminal betrayal by so-called meteorologist Mike Krueger, and there are many more like him, who is simply reading a scheduled weather script handed down to him from National Weather Service and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, a script that is ultimately crafted by geoengineering contractor Raytheon. How do I know this? First, because private defense industry contractor, geoengineering patent holder, and participant, Raytheon, does all the weather modeling for National Weather Service and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NWS and NOAA. And for the record, there is still an illegal federal gag order on all National Weather Service and NOAA employees. NWS and NOAA passes the script all the way down the ladder to local meteorologists like ABC Channel 7 Mike Krueger. How do I know that? Because the Freedom of Information Act requests released to our legal team from NOAA say so. Freedom of Information Act requests that our legal team had to sue the U.S. Department of Commerce to get. The U.S. DOC, Department of Commerce, is the overseeing agency for NOAA. Script reading, paid liars. That's what our meteorologists have become. Again, I was immediately taken off the air by asking a simple question of Mr. Krueger. Mr. Krueger, will you state on the record that you know climate engineering is not happening? If I can get a recording of his heated, obviously agitated response as they took me off the air, I'll play it next week. Mr. Krueger, if you have any courage, like Mr. John Law from the Freedom in Action show that follows this show immediately on Saturday afternoons, perhaps you and Mr. Law will find your courage, show up at the October 20th event, and in front of a public that wants to know about this issue, answer some questions that the public has for you that you so far ran away from and hidden from. Where is the honor in that? On to headlines. Consider and remember that we collectively face converging catastrophes from countless directions. Too many to possibly be covered in this broadcast, but I'll do my best. From 5gspaceappeal.org, an emergency appeal to the world governments by scientists, doctors, and environmental organizations to stop dangerous 5G transmissions. We are already swimming in a sea of lethally toxic electrosmog. 5G is a leap over the edge. Learn about it. Understand how dangerous it is. Help us to stop it. From CNBC.com, California governor signs bill to reduce plastic straw use. Cut waste choking our planet. I just had to throw this headline in to show the incredible futility that our so-called elected officials engage in with the planet going up in flames. This is the best he can do? Reduce straws? It's a circus of insanity, and our California government knows this is going on. As I've stated multiple times, I've had private meetings in Sacramento, at the Capitol, in the office of the lieutenant governor with his top aides, presented data they did not, could not refute, and that's the best they can do. Let's cut back on the straws. Moving on. From the Financial Times at FT.com, this headline, sun's flares pose astronomical risks to comms networks. Adverse space weather could knock out satellite systems and cost trillions of dollars. Let's stop right there because it's not about money. You can print all the money you want. You can punch numbers on a computer and invent money, and that's exactly what's done. Now, a significant CME, coronal mass ejection, or solar flare, like the Carrington event of the 1800s, would knock out power grids that would then take out nuclear power plants that would then give us Fukushima times 100 or 200, game over. Climate engineering, single most atmospheric destructive factor of all. that is the primary factor, and nuclear detonations and so forth. There's many human causes, human anthropogenic causes. But the risk is far higher than losing trillions of dollars or risking dot-com networks. The risk is existential. Understand that. Always look toward the wider horizon picture. Moving on to global flashpoints, consider this. All countries demonized by the U.S. are countries that have refused to submit to the tyranny and control of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. As biosphere collapse accelerates, so will power structure desperation. The quest for resources, of course, also part of this equation. From RTTV and other sources, this latest example of U.S., quote, intervention in the affairs of sovereign nations. Pompeo promises a, quote, series of actions against Venezuela in the coming days. From that report, the Venezuelan leadership has long accused the U.S. of trying to topple the government of Nicolas Maduro while introducing a number of sanctions against the country's politicians and business elite. The U.S. continues to insist it pursue a, quote, peaceful return to democracy in Venezuela, although the current administration of Donald Trump had previously said that his administration is, quote, not going to rule out military option. Military option in a country that's not conforming to the dictates of the U.S. empire. That's what that story means. Earlier this month, the New York Times reported that the U.S. officials had secretly met members of the opposition to discuss action plans to overthrow Maduro, Venezuela's foreign minister, Jorge Arreaz, called it. Yet more proof that American intervention plans to, quote, help military conspirators against Venezuela. What would happen if such proof was produced about another country doing that to us? But no, all we have is the manufactured interfering with our elections by exposing Hillary Clinton, the criminal nonsense, the theater that I alluded to earlier in this broadcast. Our country has done unbelievable things to other countries as a matter of business as usual all over the globe. Let's get to more of that. Consider this audio from Mr. Trump of what he just stated at the UN. Listen carefully.
Most recently in Syria, we have twice imposed severe consequences on the Assad regime for using chemical weapons against innocent civilians. I want to thank Prime Minister May and President Macron for their country's close partnership in those efforts last April. The Syrian regime's butchery is enabled by Russia and Iran. The Iranian regime exports violence, terror, and turmoil. It illicitly procures sensitive items to advance its ballistic missile program and proliferates these missiles all across the Middle East. The regime is the world's leading sponsor of terror and fuels conflict across the region and far beyond. A regime with this track record must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. For this reason, I announced earlier this year that the United States would withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. This horrible one-sided deal allowed Iran to continue its path towards a bomb and gave the regime a cash lifeline when they needed it the most. They were in big, big trouble. They needed cash. We gave it to them. In the years since the deal was signed, Iran's aggression only increased. The regime used new funds from the deal to support terrorism, build nuclear-capable missiles, and foment chaos. Following America's withdrawal, the United States began reimposing nuclear-related sanctions on Iran. All U.S. nuclear-related sanctions will be in full force by early November. They will be in full force. After that, the United States will pursue additional sanctions, tougher than ever before, to counter the entire range of Iran's malign conduct. Any individual or entity who fails to comply with these sanctions will face severe consequences. I ask all members of the Security Council to work with the United States to ensure the Iranian regime changes its behavior.
Just like Saddam Hussein's non-existent weapons of mass destruction. What a pack of power structure propagated lies pushed by one administration after another. No matter what opinion one has about Iran, here are the facts, not opinion. Iran has not invaded any other country for well over 200 years. 200. The United States of America has invaded and or otherwise occupied nearly 100 countries in as many years. 100 years, not 200, 100. The USA has laid waste to the Middle East in the relentless pursuit of resources to fuel what is exponentially the largest military juggernaut in the history of the world. And for the record, that is what the constant demonization of Iran is all about. The empire's pursuit of resources and, of course, the enforcement of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency, which allows the empire to print endless amounts of funds for fueling its global aggression. To our U.S. military brothers and sisters, please, I appeal to you, don't continue to be unquestioning order followers. Please consider what you are a part of. Please consider that you have a responsibility, not just to the U.S. population, but to the web of life and the world. In regard to the ongoing agenda of the U.S. empire to take down Iran, here's a reminder on what war criminal John Bolton had to say recently. Listen carefully again.
This policy review to understand what we want the outcome to be and what in the United States many of us are working toward. The outcome of the president's policy review should be to determine that the Ayatollah Khomeini's 1979 revolution will not last until its 40th birthday. Said for over 10 years since coming to these events that the declared policy of the United States of America should be the overthrow of the mullah's regime in Tehran. The behavior and the objectives of the regime are not going to change, and therefore the only solution is to change the regime itself. And that's why before 2019, we here will celebrate in Tehran. Thank you very much.
How can Americans not be shocked by the overt criminality of members of our so-called government stating their clear agenda to take down legitimate governments of sovereign nations? Where is the outrage? How does the U.S. government and its allies topple governments all over the world? Destabilization and chaos creating events carried out by honorless and often completely criminal order followers. Consider this new report. Leader of Iran blames U.S.-backed Gulf state for terror attack. The leader of Iran stated this, America is acting like a bully toward the rest of the world and thinks it can act based on brute force. That's the fact of the matter. And let's remember what I've covered on so many broadcasts, Wesley Clark stating 1 week after 9/11, all the countries that would be taken out, and it's not just terror attacks like this or the funding of criminals like ISIS, which our government is doing in Syria right now. It's weather warfare, droughting out these countries, cutting off their precipitation. The militaries of these countries stating so on the record, they have sophisticated weather monitoring equipment. They know what's happening in their skies. And this is absolutely a result of climate engineering. It is part of the plan. Climate engineering, the crown jewel of the military-industrial complex, not just our military, others around the globe as well. The false flags of 9/11 are so much at the core of the current level of military aggression and insanity. The 9/11 event not only galvanized the U.S. population into blind flag-waving support for unbridled aggression abroad, the 9/11 false flag also galvanized military personnel into unquestioning order followers for the empire. What is the mantra we so frequently hear or are fed now by our government? The military personnel are fed this also, quote, remember 9/11. Isn't it true? Remember 9/11, the false flag event that galvanized unbridled military aggression abroad. Though imperialist aggression is still the theme of the moment, biosphere collapse will very soon be the bottom line. From multiple sources, this new report on global temperatures. From the news source Severe Weather Europe, this new report. Record-breaking summer in Europe. The summer of 2018 breaks land temperature record. From the report, the summer of 2018, June through August, is the hottest on record since the beginning of record keeping. Yes, it's getting hotter fast. We don't face global warming. We face abrupt climate collapse. It's absurd to deny that at this point. Absolutely absurd. And to acknowledge that fact is not to be a fan of Al Gore. Let's forget Al Gore, please. Al Gore, the criminal, the part of the power structure. Carbon credits are a sham, but that does not change reality. And how many people are doubling down on their denial every time the climate engineers engineer a winter weather event, like what just happened in part of the U.S. where it was just record warm with record wildfires? Go to geoengineeringwatch.org and search the engineered weather category. Find out what you don't know about chemical ice nucleation and the ability of the climate engineers to create massive cool downs on the Earth's surface with chemical ice nucleation elements. Find out what you don't know. Moving on, from the news site DW.com and other sources. Climate change sets the world on fire. Just mentioned that, but the headlines keep coming. Now consider this recent report from severeweather.eu and other sources. Again, a report highlighting the weather whiplash scenarios geoengineering has made the norm. I just alluded to this a moment ago. Arctic outbreak will shut down late summer, early next week. Now, this is again from record heat to record surface cool downs. This is not natural. It is engineered. And it's done with patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. You can find out much more at geoengineeringwatch.org. And you can search that subject from any search engine. Search geoengineeringwatch.org, engineered winter, or geoengineeringwatch.org, chemical ice nucleation. Any of those subjects, articles will come up. There's almost 2,500 articles on our site. From PhysOrg and other sources, another headline. More betrayal from academia. Here's the headline. More persistent weather patterns in the U.S. linked to Arctic warming. There is no legitimate discussion about the state of the climate without acknowledging climate engineering first. And the persistent weather patterns in the U.S. are most directly linked to climate engineering, not climate warming. Not that the climate isn't warming, and not that geoengineering isn't making that warming worse. It is. It's making it exponentially worse. It's not the only causal factor. Some that have taken that position are also in denial. But the persistent patterns over the U.S. are a direct result of climate engineering, period. Search engineered drought catastrophe, target California. Result of climate engineering. From this report, persistent weather conditions, including dry and wet spells, generally have increased in the United States. It says perhaps due to rapid Arctic warming, according to a Rutgers-led study. Academia at this point is nothing but just paid propagandists for the power structure. That's it. No courage in academia. I don't care what the risk is anymore. I don't care. They risk jobs, pensions. How much have the rest of us given? I completely have gone through my SEP IRA retirement account on this venture. I won't need it. I won't need it. What good would it do if I don't put it to use now? For all those preserving their paychecks and pensions, thinking that they have some sort of future carved out if they just hide in their cabin on the Titanic, that's not the case. You're going down with the ship. Count on it. Quote me on it. From multiple sources, this new report. Russian ice cap once thought to be stable suddenly surges, creating unprecedented ice loss. Let's put this into perspective because this is quite profound. Climate scientists are using words such as unprecedented, remarkable, extreme, and unexpected to describe an event unfolding on a cold glacier or ice cap in the Russian Arctic. In the last few years, the Vavilov ice cap in the Russian High Arctic has dramatically accelerated. Now, let's consider what dramatic means. Some people think it might mean a 10, 20, 30% increase. No, not the case. Try to get your arms around this. Sliding as much as 82 feet in a day, according to a new multinational, multi-institute study, that dwarfs the ice's previous average speed of 2 inches per day and has challenged scientists' assumptions about the stability of the cold ice caps dotting Earth's high latitude. Now, from 2 inches a day to 82 feet a day. At 82 feet a day, how long do you think until that ice is completely in the ocean? Happening now, sea levels rising all over the globe. This is an abrupt climate collapse scenario, much worse than the global warming scenario that many people, or that some think we face, others still denying even that. Another headline, following report, or perhaps warning, is from Scientific American and other sources. As Earth warms, the diseases that may lie within permafrost become a bigger worry. Bear with me from this excerpt, and then I'll elaborate. Researchers have predicted that one of the effects of global warming could be that whatever is frozen in permafrost, such as ancient bacteria, might be released. This is a follow-up on previous reports I've covered on the broadcast. As temperatures climb, this could include infectious agents humans might not be prepared for or have immunity to, the scientists said. Now they are witnessing the theoretical turning into reality of infectious microbes emerging from the deep freeze. Stop. Listen. Consider. Just what we should expect from the power structure-controlled publications like Scientific American, conditioning the public to accept likely coming pandemics as being a result of nature and not the hundreds of biological warfare experimentation labs all over the world, the majority of which are operated by the U.S. government and the U.S. military. Let's not lose sight of the ongoing highly toxic climate engineering atmospheric spraying operations that have long since likely been used for dispersing biological elements. Wake up, look up. Welcome to the new world. Another headline from multiple sources. Looming El Nino weather event could make 2018 the hottest ever year. It is the hottest year. It will be the hottest year. If it's not recorded as the hottest year, it's because temperatures are being falsified so radically to the downside. Check for yourself. Everywhere we monitor temperatures, we see a consistent and extreme underreporting of the high temperatures. This means the official high temperatures are recorded at far lower numbers than the actual temperatures on the ground. In my location on the east side of Lake Shasta, even in late September, after dark, temperatures still hovering in the low 80s after dark, much higher than the daytime high should be. Why? Because the atmosphere is being saturated with gases like methane and CO2 and climate engineering in order to create short-term highly toxic cooldowns, covering the atmosphere with light scattering but heat-trapping particulates, further fueling the planetary meltdown. Again, an abrupt climate collapse is not somewhere off on the horizon. It's here. Another headline from the UK Daily Mail and other sources. Unstoppable super typhoon Trami is closing in on mainland Japan with violent 134-mile-per-hour winds set to rip through the nation over the weekend. It's the latest storm to threaten Japan in a year filled with natural disasters. Keep in mind, regardless of the storm creation source, which nature can do, oceans are superheating. Nature can spawn cyclones, no question. Can the climate engineers augment that? No question. They can. But we can't prove one way or the other in any given case. What we can positively prove is that these storms are being steered. We can speculate on the motives, whether it's Hurricane Florence or Super Typhoon Trami, but we can say they're being steered, no question. This is the desperation of the power structure. Many agendas being carried out as biosphere collapse accelerates. They can't hide this from the population much longer, and they know it. From CNN and other sources, quote, Medicane, a rare hurricane-like storm, is on track to hit Europe. People in Greece and Turkey are bracing themselves for a rare and powerful hurricane-type storm in southern Europe's Mediterranean region due to hit this weekend. The storm, often called, quote, Medicane, which means Mediterranean plus hurricane, has features similar to hurricanes and typhoons. These massive circulations, one of the agendas clearly, is they are used as atmospheric water pumps that then can be utilized for chemical ice nucleation processes to temporarily cool certain regions. The moisture is seeded heavily with climate engineering aerosol operations, which broadcast that moisture in the widest possible area. That becomes solar radiation management, deflecting some of the sun's incoming thermal radiation during the day, but trapping that heat at night. Important to remember, double-edged sword, highly toxic, all of it. From multiple sources, the planetary burn down continues. Here's the headline. More than 300 homes are evacuated in Wyoming. It's massive. Roosevelt Fire threatens highway leading to Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Parks. Keep in mind, some of these areas have just received snow. From wildfires and record heat to snow, chemical ice nucleation. It's weather whack-a-mole at this point. That's literally what it is. The climate engineers, in total desperation, trying to cool down certain areas, regardless of the cost of the planet as a whole, regardless of the cost of the health of the population on the ground, using highly toxic elements. Climate engineering, greatest, most immediate threat we face, short of nuclear cataclysm. Another headline from channelnews.asia.com and other sources. Wetlands disappearing 3 times faster than forests. From that report, wetlands among the world's most valuable and biodiverse ecosystems are disappearing at alarming speed. And let's consider how fast the forests are disappearing. We lost forest area equivalent to the size of Italy last year. How does one get their arms around that? 30 million hectares, about 75 million acres in 1 year. It's incomprehensible. No trees, no people, and the trees that are left are doing horribly bad. I know. I live in a forest that I've seen go from a thriving ecosystem to a dead, dying, silent ecosystem in the geologic blink of an eye. More headlines. From multiple sources, this new report that gives yet more corroboration to the warnings GeoengineeringWatch.org has tried to sound for nearly a decade. Air pollution linked to much greater risk of dementia. Excerpt from the report. Air pollution may increase the chance of developing dementia. There's no may, there's no could, no might. It's a fact. A study has suggested in fresh evidence that the health of people of all ages is at risk from breathing dirty air. It's a virtual certainty. We know the materials are in the air that cause this type of neurological disease, starting with aluminum. We know that. We have lab tests from all over the globe. There's no argument anymore. We know the bees are dying from massive aluminum exposure. Don't believe me, please look it up. On the topic of look up or looking up, please look up and understand what you're seeing in the skies, these massive aircraft trails that cover the entire skyline on some days. That's not condensation. It is not condensation. Those are high bypass turbofan jet engines, a jet powered fan. All commercial carriers, all tankers are fitted with these engines. They do not produce condensation trails except under the rarest and most extreme circumstances. What you are seeing is a particulate dispersion, and many of those particulates are aluminum, the single greatest causal factor for dementia and Alzheimer's. Part of the plan. Many agendas being carried out, but a population that is not firing on all neurons is much, much easier to control. That's the fact of the matter. I don't care if people don't believe it or want to tell themselves it isn't true, it can't be so, our government wouldn't do this to us. That's living in a delusion. We have mountains of historical data to prove this is business as usual, and we are reaching the end game. Understand that. Environmental article from the UK Guardian and other sources. Orca apocalypse. Half the killer whales doomed to die from pollution. Not half. On the current course, they will all be dead soon, and we will join them soon if we remain on the current trajectory. From the report, this new study is a global red alert on the state of the oceans. In regard to the state of the oceans, understand this. They are converting to what is termed scientifically Canfield Ocean. Lifeless, dead, superheated, stratified, oxygenless seas. That's what we are on the verge of having all over the world. You can't just turn this off. Understand that. From Audubon.org and other sources, this distressing report. In Alaska, starving seabirds and empty colonies signal a broken ecosystem. Yes, broken. All of us must sound the alarm. Trying to think happy thoughts and to run away from the truth, that's not the sign of a healthy intellect. It's not the sign. It's exactly the opposite. As psychoanalysis makes clear, the sign of a healthy psychological perspective is an unyielding willingness to face the truth, no matter how dire. That's a healthy mind. Mass die-offs and breeding failures now are ongoing for years. Have marine biologists worried that this is a new normal caused by climate change? Not that climate change isn't happening, but this headline is a lie. The single greatest destructive factor is climate engineering, and this includes the die-off we're citing here. Destroyed the ozone layer, immense UV radiation now killing plankton, the base of the food chain for life on Earth. Food chain breaks down, everything dies. That's what's happening. Again, not saying that climate engineering is the only source of ozone destruction. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's the single greatest causal factor, many causal factors overall. From globalcitizen.org and other sources, this disturbing report. Humanity has killed 83% of all wild mammals and half of all plants, study cites. An excerpt from this report: of all the birds left in the world, 70% are poultry and chickens and other farmed birds. We have killed the vast majority of all wild mammals on the planet. And what are we watching on all our mainstream media? If there was any outside intelligent life form watching us, I'm not saying there is. I'm just giving an example. If there was any outside observer watching the human race, how could such an observer not conclude that we are absolutely bent on our own near-term suicide, watching the kind of theater that we see on corporate media day in and day out, and the population from all sides of the political fence completely caught up in it? Truly an asylum. Moving on from Bloomberg.com and other sources, this new headline report: new climate debate, how to adapt to the end of the world. This is from Bloomberg. Researchers are thinking about social collapse and how to prepare for it. That's from the report. It's not if, may, might. It's when. And in fact, it's already unfolding. Continuing from numerous sources, this parallel report: geologists are feuding about the collapse of civilization. Finally, the truth is becoming impossible to hide. Here's a question to consider: how long can you hold your breath? Not only are each and every one of us inhaling highly toxic atmospheric particulate pollution with every breath we take, much of the particulate pollution being heavy metal and chemical fallout from the blatantly obvious climate engineering operations going on over our heads on a routine basis, but in addition to our now toxic air, oxygen levels themselves continue to plummet. GeoengineeringWatch.org has reported on this since our inception. Consider the following headline examples from recent years. 1. LifeScience.com. Earth's atmospheric oxygen levels continue long slide. 2. Scripps. Oxygen levels declining in the atmosphere. 3. Forbes. Earth's oxygen levels are declining and scientists don't know why. There we have again, academia paid not to know why about anything and everything relating to the converging catastrophes that are closing in on us all. Betrayal from academia again. Another headline from U.S. News: oxygen levels in oceans are dropping dangerously. Another headline: Earth's atmosphere is losing oxygen at an accelerated rate, study cites. Another report: could the decline of oxygen in the atmosphere threaten humanity? Simple answer: yes. One more example. In broadest view yet of world's oxygen, scientists reveal dangers of atmospheric oxygen loss. I could go on and on. Bottom line is, it's happening. It's happening quickly, and there are many causes. The atmospheric particulates are changing the chemical composition of the atmosphere. Every form of fossil fuel combustion consumes more oxygen. The death of our forests, the second largest producer of oxygen on the planet, further fueling the oxygen depletion in the atmosphere. The death of plankton, again, very directly related to climate engineering, and many other causes. Not losing sight of the fact that there are countless forms of anthropogenic damage to the planet. I always acknowledge that. And please, for those who quote me as saying otherwise, that some quote me as trying to infer climate engineering is the only source of damage to the planet. I've never, ever said that. I would never say that. It's not logical. It's not rational. It's not true. But what I am saying is climate engineering is mathematically the single greatest assault on Earth's life support systems and the entire web of life ever launched by the human race. Greatest threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm. So please understand how I frame this issue very carefully, accurately. That's what matters. So the aircraft alone, aside from the particulates they spray in our atmosphere, the consumption of oxygen at altitude by aircraft combustion, also immense. Fossil fuel combustion on the ground, immense. All of this consuming oxygen, not just filling our atmosphere with greenhouse gases, but consuming oxygen. And that affects all of us. And that's something we're not being told about. Because people would start to connect the dots, and the power structure doesn't want them to connect the dots. Here's a few symptoms of low oxygen. Low blood oxygen levels can result in many, many symptoms. Here's some: shortness of breath, headache, restlessness, dizziness, rapid breathing, chest pain, confusion, loss of memory, high blood pressure. And again, let's add rapidly rising aluminum levels to the equation, which lab tests prove is raining down through the breathable air column due to the fallout from the ongoing climate engineering operations. I ask this: if the current scenario continues, how much longer will any of us be physically or mentally capable of dealing with any of the converging threats that we collectively face? Not much longer. And that certainly serves the power structure. The less cognitively functional we are, the easier we are to control. To take this further, if large segments of the population begin to succumb to the toxic sea that we're all swimming in, with radio frequency microwave transmissions being a part of that. And those transmissions, by the way, heating the atmosphere as well. Another aspect of climate engineering that helps to heat the atmosphere to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. But back to the toxic soup that is being forced on humanity. Let's consider a statement I've covered before in the past, but it's important and it fits now, made by presidential advisor, now deceased, recently deceased, going all the way back to Johnson. What did Zbigniew Brzezinski say? He said this: major world powers, new and old, also face a novel reality. While the lethality of their military might be greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historic low. To put it bluntly, in early times, it was easier to control 1 million people than to physically kill 1 million people. Today, Brzezinski says, it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control 1 million people. Consider that. From a presidential advisor involved with all administrations going all the way back to Lyndon Johnson. Now let's connect this part of the equation. From an article titled at geoengineeringwatch.org, "Why Are They Spraying? Answers from an Insider." You can find it under that article title. I would highly recommend this interview to be carefully read and even more carefully considered. It is the perspective of an insider directly involved with the climate engineering assault. An insider that was found suicided shortly after his interview was carried out. An insider that had convinced himself climate engineering was for the greater good, which could not be further from the truth. Just like the pilots in Vietnam that sprayed Agent Orange on not only their fellow soldiers, but innocent populations. Pilots that had convinced themselves that what they were doing was somehow for the greater good. Here are two excerpts. But again, it is important to carefully read the whole article titled "Why Are They Spraying? Answers from an Insider" at geoengineeringwatch.org. Here's the excerpts. Interviewer asks this: what about the reports of sickness after the spraying? The insider answers: there are several causatives for this. Some people are more sensitive to metals, while others are sensitive to the polymer chemicals. As stated in a previous email, people will get sick and some will die. It is estimated that 2 billion worldwide will be affected to some degree by the spraying. Everybody's affected. The insider continues: without the spraying, we have a 90% plus chance of becoming extinct as a species within the next 20 years. In fact, it is the spraying itself that is ensuring that timeline. This interview was done in 2003. We are almost at the end of that timeline, and we are on that course. We are absolutely on that course. Next excerpt, one small section, whole article should be read. Why all the secrecy, the interviewer asks. The insider answers: due to the severity of the situation, it is mandatory to maintain public calm for as long as possible. The Earth is dying. Humanity is on the road to extinction. Without the SHIELD project, i.e. the spraying, mankind will die within the next 20 years plus. Most people alive today will live to see this extinction take place. This means that an announcement of the situation we face boils down to telling every man, woman, and child on Earth that they have no future, that they're going to be killed. People would panic. There would be economic collapse. The production and movement of goods would collapse. Millions would die in all cities on Earth. Riots and violence would reduce civilian centers to rubble within days. Half of the population in dense metropolitan areas would try to leave the cities seeking safety in rural areas, thinking that they would be safe. Those left behind the cities would be at war with their neighbors, fighting for the remaining supplies. We would be telling the world that the world is coming to an end, and even with the SHIELD project, the chances of survival are small. Let's be clear. Climate engineering is the single greatest threat we face. It is not benevolent, it is malevolent. And this insider clearly accepted the lies he was told, that he was part of something for the greater good. Could not be further from the truth. We must break down this paradigm immediately. We must free the planet from the climate engineering insanity if we're to have any chance of salvaging anything. But I would read this article so that you understand what those on the inside, those are part of these programs, the delusions that they are under, that they have been fed from those in power. We have to break that paradigm down. Question: is the current occupant of the White House going to save us all any more than the previous occupants? How many are still not only buying into this irrational delusion, but are actually doubling down on it? The delusion that a completely entrenched and completely in control power structure is going to allow a formerly bankrupt real estate developer and reality talk show host to be elected unless they wanted him elected, just like Obama, just like Clinton, just like Bush's and all the rest. Yes, the election horse race drama is very convincing to many. Many who still cling to the delusion that everything would be fine in the world if they could just get the right candidate elected. In an election system that, again, the power structure itself completely controls. It's all theater, a scripted play crafted by those who control the levers of power. Societal division and mass distraction is the agenda of the political actors in the play and the mainstream media they control, all of them, from every side of the political fence. In the meantime, total environmental and thus societal collapse is not just looming, but unfolding. From my youth, I was handicapped with the mistaken notion that reason would always, at some point, prevail. When one is hardwired in such a way, it's all but impossible to comprehend that reason, and all too often morality, in so many cases, and with so many people, is not a part of the equation. It's not the bottom line. What has become the point and purpose of modern society? Why are we here? Is it to acquire all the material possessions we can? I think not. How clearly I remember the living planet I so cherished from the time I was very young. I recall so many memories, so many scenes of nature that are now no more. Snapshots in time of nature's bounty and miraculousness that is in the process of perishing in the geologic blink of an eye. I remember a moonlit night next to a fast-flowing and pure mountain stream in the mountains above the home where I grew up. I was 12 years old. Overnighting in the mountains without adults was not new to me. So clearly, I can see the native trout breaking the surface of the moonlit rapids as I reel them in for my late night's feast. My campfire flickering nearby, I was immensely grateful for the gift of food from nature's bounty. I never took it for granted, ever. I cherished every moment. As the night grew late and my campfire dwindled, I would lay on my sleeping bag, looking up, listening to the creek, staring into the heavens. I would wonder, why are we here? What is our purpose? What responsibility do we bear to protect and preserve the miracle of creation, the miracle of the web of life? We must all ask ourselves this question now more than ever before. If we do not collectively face the gathering storm, if we do not collectively face the growing darkness, if we resolve ourselves to go silently into the night, we will have no chance of salvaging our dying planet. We must all summon our courage. We mustn't lose heart. We must never give up. We must remember that taking a stand for the greater good matters in and of itself. Doing what is right, always. The only true sense of security for any of us exists within the realm of our perspectives, our philosophy, and our faith. If we all stand together, who can say what we may yet accomplish, even at this late hour? Make your voice heard. Share credible data from a credible source. Make every day count. Time is not on our side. Until next week, this is Dane Wigginton with GeoengineeringWatch.org.